My brothers and sisters in Christ, we can see that this scribe that comes to talk to Jesus today came to him in a different way than the rest of the scribes and the Pharisees. Normally, the scribes and the Pharisees come to Jesus to challenge him, to provoke him, to see if they can get him to say something wrong and to catch him in his speech. And yet this scribe, when he asks Jesus, he gets the answer that he's looking for. And not only that, but what Jesus says is amazing. He says that he repeats what Jesus says, which is what a good student does. If you can repeat exactly what your teacher says, then you get you pass the test. But not only does he repeat it, but it also says that Jesus saw that he answered with understanding. Not just knowing. Knowing is good. It's one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit, our patron. But once you have a set of knowledge, you want to be able to move into the gift of understanding, be able to understand why it is that we have these rules, why it is that we want to follow them and live them, why they are good for us. Not just because somebody said it, but because my heart is moved to believe in God. And so Jesus saw that he answered with understanding. And what happened? Because he had the Holy Spirit moving in his mind and heart, he wasn't there just to accuse Jesus or catch him in his speech, but he was really there to listen. What does Jesus say? Now you're not far from the kingdom of heaven. In other words, you can be close to the kingdom of heaven even here on earth. We can be close to God even now. He can draw near to our hearts. If we're not here to accuse Jesus and say, "Hey, Jesus, how come you're not helping me with this?" Or, "Hey, I don't believe what you have to say unless you prove it to me." Now he sees, "Oh, if I listen to Jesus and the Holy Spirit moves in my heart, I can be close to God." In fact, God is sitting right in front of that scribe. Jesus is right there in front of him. You're not far from the kingdom of God. My brothers and sisters, hopefully during our Lenten season, as we fast, as we pray, as we're doing alms, we're beginning to understand that God is very close to us. In fact, he's here in the church right now, and we're going to be able to receive him in the Holy Eucharist.